If men would meditate more on dying than they do on what they're doing, they would realize there's going to be a judgment ahead, and it would change the way they do things. But so many people, they live their whole life like, I'm going to live forever. I'm building my empire, and I'm going to live forever. I'm not going to ever die. I got news for them. They're going to die, and then the judgment. Verse 21 and 22. So Joseph returned immediately to Israel with Jesus and his mother. But when he learned that the new ruler was Herod's son, Archelaus, he was afraid. Then in another dream, he was warned to go to Galilee. Does God direct us in everything? Yeah, let me just tell you something that, and direction, this is a good place to stop right here for a second. And Dave and I went to a graduation of my niece down in Temple. She graduated from Mary Hardin Baylor with a science degree last Friday afternoon. So Dave and I left here, and we were flying. The clouds were kind of low, and so, of course, we're flying within the confines of these traffic areas that we have to fly in. And for a certain place over here, when we go around Alliance, we can't be above 2,000 feet. You know, if you're above 2,000, you're in their airspace, and so you got to be somewhere between the ground and 2,000 feet. Well, because there's a lot of towers and everything all over the place, I like to be as close to the max height as I can. So, you know, there's a lot of towers that are 300, 400, 500, 600, 700, 800 feet. I mean, sticking up all over the place. And there's a lot of them on down south of Dallas, Fort Worth and Dallas, that are sticking up 2,000 feet. Now, there's three of them right out here, just the other side of here, just a few miles, that are 2,000 feet. Your altimeter, you have to be flying above 3,000 feet to miss them. If you're flying at 2,900 feet indicated altitude, you can hit one of those towers. They're that tall. Well, there's a whole bunch of them down south of Dallas. So, and that day, we were playing with some new computers and some new software, and I'm not looking out as much as I should be. We're flying along there to 2,000 foot level, and all of a sudden I look down at my computer, and I see that I'm in an area that I am cleared to go to 3,000 feet. So I told Dave, I said, you know, I think I'll just go ahead and go up to at least 2,500. And he said, okay, no problem. So I just pulled back on the yoke, and we started up a little bit. I disconnected the autopilot altitude hole, and I pulled up a little bit. And just as we pulled up and got about 300 feet higher, Dave looked out and said, well, Pastor, sure was a good thing you pulled up. I said, what do you mean? He said, look at that tire. We're right under our wing. We only missed it about 200 feet. I looked at that, and I thought, wow. I wanted to say, Dave, aren't you afraid? And he turned to me and said, you know, it's wonderful when God's in control, isn't it? He said, he warns us. He said, he put that thought in your heart exactly at the right time to pull up. I mean, he didn't speak to you. He just put that thought in your heart and your mind to just go ahead and climb. And by doing that, I missed that tower. Do you know that when you're flying 160, 170 miles an hour, you hit one of those towers, you know, 100 foot below the top of it, it could ruin your whole day. You know that? It could ruin your whole day. Well, that's something that today there is so many towers around, you've got to really be paying attention when you're flying, especially when you're close to a metroplex like this. But then, of course, coming back from Temple, just right off to our right, way out in the middle of nowhere where there's no buildings or nothing, there was two towers out there that, again, were 1,700 or 1,800 feet above the ground. You know, we was really watching because, you know, the clouds were low down there when we left Friday afternoon coming home. Dave said, I'm sure glad God's in control. I'm sure glad that we're walking in obedience to his word. He said, you know, a guy that was flying coming home or going back like we were, if he wasn't walking in obedience to God where God wasn't working on his heart, he said, you know, he could hit one of those things. You know that? Now, aren't you glad we know Jesus? And aren't you glad we know we're supposed to walk in obedience to his word? And aren't you glad to know that even back here 2,000 years ago, Jesus was directing Joseph and Mary by telling them with angels and everything else what to do to protect them. But did Joseph and Mary die? Not right away, but did they die? Yes, they did. Did Jesus die? Yes, he did. But did he arise from the dead? Yes, he did. Praise God. It's an awesome thing when you think about what happened here. But he did all these things to fulfill Scripture. Everything, verse 23. What did I do? I missed that? There was a verse 23. Yeah. So they went and lived in a town called Nazareth. This fulfilled what was spoken by the prophets concerning the Messiah. He will be called a Nazarene. So see, he had to go to Nazareth because scriptures had said this. So all the scripture that was written about him, everything was fulfilled. Now, if God was not God and he was not in control and he was not running the show, what do you think the chances of these scriptures that would have been written hundreds of years before and every one of them about the Messiah come to pass exactly? You think that's possible? No, it's not possible. Other than God being in control, there's nobody can prophesy and say what's going to happen with different things over the next few hundred years or prophesy all the things he did about his own son. And every one of them to the letter came to pass. If he wasn't God and he wasn't in control, there's not another God that they profess to be gods. Buddha, Allah. None of them have any kind of a following like this. I mean, there is only one God, and it's Jesus Christ. There is no other gods. I'm just going to sit back and let him do what he wants to do. And I know what he's going to do. He's going to judge this country, and he's going to bring this country back to himself, or he's going to wipe this place out. That's one of the two. We're either going to come back to God, and we're going to start serving him and start listening to him, or we're all going to be killed. It's that simple. Some people said, I don't believe that. Okay, if you don't believe that, just hide out and watch. You know, it's going to happen. This year of 2010 may be the worst year we've ever had in the history of this nation. You may see more people out of work, more devastating things. I mean, we saw some devastating things in 2009, folks. This is the worst year and the worst number of people, and more. I have never had as many people calling me and have a need, you know, that need money, can't pay their rent, you know, they're out of a job. I've never had this to this level as I've had it this year. I mean, people, they're just out of work and out of jobs. And why? Because they're not serving God. You know, companies have gone under. Then you find out, well, was your company a company that served God? Well, no. Well, that's what I thought. You know, now then, if you are a company that's run by a group of Christians that's serving God and putting God first and being obedient to his word, that company's not going under. That company's being blessed. God is going to bless his people. I'm sure glad I'm not under the Babylonian economy today. I'm glad I'm under God's economy. And when I serve the living God, he promises that I will never beg bread. And he promised me that I'll have bread to feed others that need it. And so we're doing that. It's a sad thing what's going on. And it's all because we won't serve God. Okay, now let's go to chapter 3, verse 1 through 17. And let's see here some of the other things. And so chapter 3, it says, in those days that we, all these things happen now. In those days, John the Baptist began preaching in the Judean wilderness. His message was, turn from your sins and turn to God. Hey, that sounds like some other preachers I know, don't you? You know, maybe this one that's standing up here, he kind of teaches that sometimes, doesn't he? Turn from your sins and turn to the living God. So John the Baptist and I have something in common. We were both Baptists for a long time. Our message was the same. Repent, you bunch of sinners, and turn back to Jesus. And some like to hear it and some don't. I will have to say, when we were in New Mexico, I'm trying to think of that place out, not Hobbs, but the other one, the board we had, the big church. Alamogordo, yeah. When we were in Alamogordo, I preached out there two or three nights, and the final night, the pastor got up, and after I got through, he said, well, all I got to say about Thurman is he won't never have a big church. he says a lot of things, and they're all true from God's word, but he said lots of people don't like to hear what he has to say. Well, I look back and see it's been like this all the time, hasn't it, Tom?
Yep.
So it says, in those days, John the Baptist began preaching in the Judean wilderness. His message was, turn from your sins or turn to God, because the kingdom of heaven is near. I mean, there's people today don't want to hear that, do they? I mean, people in church, you start preaching that in church and a lot of them quit coming. Hey, praise God. I'd rather make God happy than the people happy. Verse 3 and 4, Isaiah had spoken of John when he said, he is a voice shouting in the wilderness, prepare a pathway for the Lord's coming. Make a straight road for him. The king is coming. I mean, he came, but he's coming again. So it says, John's clothing were woven from camel's hair, and he wore a leather belt. Now, I mean, this guy, boy, he didn't wear a three-piece suit, did he? I mean, he's out there in the wilderness, had to kill animals, probably a camel, you know, for his hairy belt and his clothes that he put on. Wow, they were woven from camel's hair, and he wore a leather belt. His food was locusts and wild honey. Now, the wild honey, I might be able to eat with him, you know, but the locusts, I guess if I got hungry enough with him, I could eat them locusts too, reckon? Now, that ought to make you say, thank you, Lord. You know, if you had breakfast this morning, you know, or if you had lunch today, that's one thing I don't ever do on Saturday when I have a healing school, or Sunday on church. I never eat a noon meal. I haven't done that for years. You know, sometimes I never eat breakfast at all. If I do eat a real light bowl of cereal, on the same day, on a healing school day, I never eat until after the healing school's over, after I've prayed for everybody and everything, then and only then do I go have something to eat. But that's the way I've done it for years. That's just the way I do things. So, but it says, John's clothes were woven from camel's hair and he wore a leather belt. His food was locusts and wild honey. Now then, what would you think if you come to church next week and I had a little thing that was woven out of camel's hair and I had a big leather belt around my middle here, and that's all I had on. Maybe I had a shawl or something around my neck here, and I said, now this is what I'm going to have for dinner after church tonight. I'm going to have this bowl of locusts here that I've killed, and I've got a little bowl of honey, wild honey I got down here from a beehive out of a tree. Some of you think, wow, he's weird. Well, that's this guy we're talking about. That's what he was like, 5 and 6. Then it says in verse 5 and 6, people from Jerusalem and from every section of Judea and from all over the Jordan Valley went out to the wilderness to hear him preach. All the people went. Isn't that amazing?
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Serve Only Him, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.